Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Ever have a project planned out only to get derailed by new functions, features, or requirements that seem to show up out of nowhere? Let's face it, projects rarely unfold exactly as planned. New ideas emerge, needs evolve, and sometimes that initial project scope needs to adapt. While traditionally viewed as negative, scope creep can actually offer some surprising benefits. Today, we'll define what scope creep is, review what the research says, and then we'll give you three questions to ask you and your team to decide if those scope creep items should or shouldn't happen. Scope creep refers to the unwanted and uncontrolled increase in the project scope after the project has already begun. This can manifest in a few ways. Adding new features and functions is the most common type of scope creep. As the project progresses, stakeholders request additional features or functionalities that were not originally included in the project plan. Another way is expanding on existing requirements. Sometimes the requirements for existing features may become more complex. And finally, addressing unforeseen issues. For example, you scoped a feature but didn't realize you were going to need to make changes to other parts of whatever you're building to get that new feature created. Sounds bad, but there's a silver lining to scope creep. A study published in the California Management Review titled "Embracing Scope Creep: How Project Teams Can Deliver Unexpected Value" found that projects with some level of managed scope creep actually delivered greater value by better aligning with evolving stakeholder needs. Use the following three questions to assure the outcome of scope creep is a positive outcome for you and your team. Number one, does the new element truly enhance the project's overall value? Number two, can you adjust resources or timelines to accommodate the change? This especially comes into place when you run into the unforeseen issue that requires it to get fixed to be able to achieve the original function or feature in the first place. And number three, what really happens if you don't include these new elements? By embracing a disciplined, strong change management process with honest answers to these three questions, scope creep can morph into an opportunity to improve your project. Remember, a little flexibility can be a good thing. So the next time your project takes an unexpected turn, see it as a chance to learn, adapt, and deliver even greater results. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go. Please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes, and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.